Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hello.
Gary Fensick will be on the show at 4 o'clock. Mark Grody at 5:40. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score. Talking about how if you talk about who the next head coach of the Bears is going to be, it's an important conversation, but it feels like it's just a piece of a much bigger one because of organizational structure, a lack of continuity, and frankly, a lack of trust in the people who will be making those decisions. I feel like I've missed so much because, it's you know, we were off the day before Thanksgiving, then the Bears played a game, and then we were off on Black Friday, and then a full NFL weekend happened, and then I was sick and missed a couple of days.
Full college football weekend too, Danny. I know that you've been out on college football for some of the year. As have I. We've talked about this. I watched a ton on Saturday. There was a lot going on.
Yeah, I missed a ton, but I also missed Hub, reporting about George McCaskey saying that, or not that George made the call on Justin Fields, that he forced Nagy to do it, and then Matt Nagy came out and refuted it, so I wasn't here for that. But then Hub today went back to his well with sources, and this is a longtime football reporter, saying to Dan and Layla something that absolutely is relevant when we discuss the Bears hierarchy.
This is just what I'm hearing from really good sources, that there is still a lot of confidence with ownership in Ryan Pace, and it's without comment on Matt Nagy. I think one of the reasons that we have felt that they've been joined at the hip is because everything they've done. Well, first of all, John Fox was not Ryan Pace's hire. I know he was the new GM. He had the ability to hire a head coach. It wasn't forced on him. He had veto power, but I know one guy, Dan Quinn, who went on to take a team to a Super Bowl a year or two later, was his first choice, and then I think there were others. But they were, Ernie Accorsi and George and Ted were able to convince him John was a good idea. Obviously, it wasn't a good idea. Matt was definitely his hire, and so from the moment he got here, they're kind of joined at the hip, and then everything we've heard from them from the moment Matt got here has been about the collaboration. You know, it's the word that some Bears fans just don't want to hear anymore, and we've heard it as recently as a few weeks ago, so that's why we have that sense. But I don't know that that's ever been true in how they've been evaluated and viewed by George and Ted. I don't know where Ted fits in this. I can't not mention him because he's the president and CEO of the ball club. We were told when Ryan got here that Ted was not going to be involved in football decisions or conversations. My indications have been that he doesn't really involve himself to the point of pushing decisions or anything like that. But then every time you hear Matt or Ryan talk, they talk about talking with George and Ted. They never talk about just George. So that's what makes this all a little perplexing to all of us.
See, Danny, I brought it up 2 weeks ago. Was starting to hear some things, and really, this is what happens when it becomes obvious that a coach is toast, that the guy above will try to get himself separated. And maybe he already is and already was, but there have been rumblings and people you should listen to when they're talking about this stuff who have hinted at this. But this is clearly the most definitive thing we've had on this.
Hub alluded to it and mentioned it directly in that answer. George will speak at the end of the year. He spoke last year when they brought everybody back. So he will face the music on this one way or the other. I don't know how, even if you put Ryan Pace in a new job title. Well, you would be elevating him up, conceivably. I don't get how they're linked at the hip through collaboration, and then one stays and the other goes. I don't know how you sell that to the public. It'd be especially when all signs pointed to Fields being more of a Nagy thing than a Pace thing. Like, how do you possibly make that one make sense publicly? We like the direction of our young, talented roster and believe in Justin Fields. Matt Nagy drafted Justin Fields. Matt Nagy's not the right guy to develop Justin Fields. Ryan Pace built the rest of the team around him that isn't good enough to go to the playoffs, but Ryan Pace gets to stay. In fact, he gets a promotion.
I don't think it's that difficult to sell, actually. I think that if they kick him upstairs and make him a president of football operations and announce that somebody on staff, perhaps Champ Kelly or someone else, is going to come in and be the GM, but we're going to keep Ryan here so we have the continuity of how we structure things, how we scout, because there have been enough hits in the drafts that we've talked about this.
So who has final say on draft picks?
On draft picks? Well, you know,
it would have to be Ryan Pace.
It'd have to be Ryan Pace who has final say on draft picks. But guess what? The new GM will pick the coach. The new GM will pick the coach. So you sell it. That's part of how you sell it, is that because this was not just a Matt Nagy draft pick. It had Matt Nagy's fingerprints all over it, but Ryan's the one who traded up, and then they're out there together and everything. It's easy for him to take some credit for that, I think. But you're satisfying a long-held belief that there needs to be more people in the front office structure by elevating Ryan Pace. And I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying this is how they would sell it. And then we have a new GM. That guy's going to pick the coach who is perfect for Justin Fields.
So the president of football operations picks the fifth-round draft pick, but the GM who's under him picks the $15 million a year head coach?
Well,
I don't believe that.
The GM and Ryan Pace would collaborate. He would say that.
Jesus.
They would collaborate on the draft. They would sell it
that way.
Just
more cooks in the kitchen.
But here's the thing. There's a precedent from fairly recent Bears history that it speaks exactly to this situation that I need to bring up to you, because I think it will inform the conversation a bit.
All right. Well, we'll pick it up there then. I think that is going to be a very, very, very tough sell, at least to this Bears observer. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.